Hi TJers, I'm here with Ben Betts and I'm super excited because I'm going to the Natural History Museum tonight. And why is that, Mr. Betts?
We're recreating the film Night at the Museum, but the Training Journal version of it.
Or the serious answer is?
Or the serious answer is we're delighted tonight to welcome a range of our partners, our customers and our friends at Training Journal along to the Natural History Museum in London to help support us as we launch the next version of our learning experience platform, Curator.
And you say learning experience platform. Is this buzzword bingo all over again?
Oh, of course it is, Joe. You can't find me if I don't do the buzzword bingo. So what's interesting about the buzzword bingo is that, you know, these buzz phrases exist and they can annoy people, but they also help people to find things. So it's very difficult to be like, oh, I'm not going to come up with a category that people know. It forces you into those categories regardless of whether you like it or not. I happen to quite like learning experience platform because it talks to experience primarily. It talks to this idea that, you know, consuming courses or content isn't everything, that actually learning is about working, is about experiences. And so that's what this focus is. This tweak in our product is to, well, it's more than a tweak, it's a revolution in our product, is to change it away from focused on just delivering really great social courses to delivering lifelong learning based in somebody's experience.
And we talked about social courses on the podcast a little while ago and about what social learning is. And so then how does that link with personalized learning? Because that's what this kind of revolution is all about.
Yeah, and personalized learning, another one of those buzz phrases at the moment. But fundamentally, the movement is towards creating more one-size-fits-one learning. So actually, it gets back to that idea of the teacher and apprentice, that actually the best quality learning, the best quality training outcomes occur in very small environments with kind of one-on-one tutoring. There was a study that I talk about quite a lot called the Two Sigma Problem that demonstrated that people who learn in a one-to-one or a very small group environment end up with outcomes that are 2 to 3 times better than their peers who learn in group classroom instruction. So personalization is really about making it relevant to me, to the individual, making it at the right time, at the right pace, and something that actually orientates around my goals. So that's something that we're big on with this new extension of Curator, is going beyond just doing courses where you turn up and with the hope of learning something new, to turn it back to the individual and say, well, Joe, what is it that your goals are? What do you want to achieve? And how can we help you to facilitate that?
And so is this going to be these goals that I want to achieve? Is it going to be through your Curator courses that are all about kind of curated content? Or how is that going to work? How am I going to achieve my goal?
So no, not entirely about taking courses. It's about that whole sort of informal, formal 70-20-10, however you like to phrase it, split. That learning happens everywhere and that content can be a trigger for it, but it's much wider than that. So we're really looking to capture experiences across the whole playbook. I said we talk about goals and the idea of saying, well, what goals do you want to achieve? So when you first join Curator as a user, first of all, we talk about your current ambitions. You know, are you looking to get better in your current role, to move to a new role, learn some new skills, maybe get a promotion? And with that set, then we can really orientate you around that ambition and recommend goals that you can pursue, skills that you might want to learn to achieve that. You don't have to do the ones we recommend, but we've got a wonderful partnership with the guys at Filtered using their Magpie AI algorithm at the heart of this. So when you get the curated learning experience platform, you can get Magpie in the middle of it. So there's a bit of computer magic behind the scenes to try and help you define the goals that are the most appropriate to you. And we did that primarily because this all sounded great on paper, but actually coming to set your own goals for what you want to do next is unbelievably difficult. So the idea behind Curator and the learning experience platform is that you've got autonomy. You can choose what you want to do, but the computer's there to sort of recommend, look, people who are a bit like you, kind of, they've tried these things before. You might want to do this first.
Okay, so I've got some content available to me that might not be just a course, and it's all about me and making it personalized. Is part of this about just recording everything? So I've read some stuff recently about, you know, I know kind of people are into XAPI and learning record stores and keeping that kind of stuff recorded and available. And in one sense, I agree that if I've got it stored somewhere, I can take it and use it in other places. But there's an argument that I've read recently of, well, why record every single thing? You know, is every article that I read or podcast that I listen to, is that a learning thing? And how do I prove it? And why should I prove it? Where does that kind of factor into what you've been thinking recently?
So Curator will ship with what we call a learning record store at the heart of it that is designed to track and understand all of those little moments of learning. But I guess that's where I'd agree with your latter assessment, or whoever said that, must be a smart fellow or lady at this point. But, you know, it goes back to sort of older, maybe less in vogue theories like double loop learning or things like that. I don't think you should record everything you do. I think you should record those things that were meaningful, those things that helped you on your learning journey. And there's a couple of reasons to do that. One is because that's quite good reflective practice. And we know from how people learn that getting people to reflect on those things that had a meaningful impact on their experience is quite a powerful way to reinforce things into memory and to help you to process the meaning of something. So I don't think you should record every article you read, every podcast you listen to. But I do think having a way to get to those moments of learning, and Curator will prod and poke you to give us those moments of learning at a daily, weekly or monthly basis, dependent on how you set it out for yourself. So that idea of kind of double loop learning, of not only sort of setting goals, but reflecting on what articles or what things or experiences you had have informed those goals. And one of those things is being critical about the goals you've set as well. One of the things that often happens in a sort of goal-based platform is you set goals, you don't meet them, you walk away, you never come back. What we're trying to do here is to get people to actually reflect on the goal setting in the first place, which is why it's so important that individuals do it. It's not just done to me. Because what I'm interested in is the data that said, Joe, you said you were going to really improve your leadership skills. They're already wonderful, obviously, but you're going to improve them because you want to become chief exec of the world. And in 3 months' time, we've not seen you reflect on any articles that helped you become chief exec of the world. Why is that, Joe? And Joe comes back and says, well, actually, you know what? Turns out that's being a bit like Donald Trump, and I'd rather not. So, you know, that's valid from a learning experience. That's valid from the sorts of data we want to collect and understand about how people change and about how goals change over time. So to your point, yeah, we can record everything if we wanted to, but I don't think you should. I think you should record things that are meaningful and that you can use as part of reflective practice to get a reminder that says, Joe, you read this article and you told us it was meaningful because of this, to help jog your memory and get you thinking about what's really changing.
Now that sounds really interesting. And what that does for me is it completely removes the technology aspect, which you'll hate me for saying because I know you've worked really hard on it, but it brings it back down to what is it that people need to be achieving and what support do they need to get there. So what are some of the things I'm looking forward to tonight? What's going to happen in the Natural History Museum, Ben?
Well, beyond the filming of Night at the Museum 72, or whichever one we're up to at the moment. So tonight, I'm going to give a brief, hopefully brief, mercifully brief presentation on the product. We're going to hear from some of my product team. We're going to hear from some of our partners. So Filtered will be there talking about AI and things like that. There will be drinks. There will be nibbles. And then there'll be demonstrations of the platform, and people will be able to get hands-on with new Curator, our new learning experience platform, and see for themselves.
Brilliant. Well, best of luck. I'm looking forward to later on this evening, and I'm looking forward as well to discussing more with you on all the theories that are driving behind this a little bit later on. Where can we find you on the web, Ben?
You can find our new website, our wonderful new website, at ht2labs.com. That's ht2 and number 2 labs, labs.com.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, and see you later on tonight.
See you, Joe.